Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to a candid conversation on the Direct Impact podcast. You are here with Andrea and Mary today, and the conversation is around weaponized vulnerability, which, by the way, is not an authentic vulnerability. It is an inauthentic vulnerability. Let's talk about these things. Mary, what's going on?
Yeah. So weaponized vulnerability, I think one of the things that we talked about when we were looking at this topic was weaponized incompetence. Just like, what does that look like to maybe a partner coming into dating? Things like that. Like, how would we know that there is somebody using incompetence, even though we know that they're probably a capable human being, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah. So they just don't want to do it. Well, I mean, I think what I hear is an inability to stay grounded in their own emotions or even access their own emotions to communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. Like, if that is your default mode, is to go into weaponized incompetence and be like, well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we have to look at that and understand and empathize to some degree why someone uses that. Mm-hmm. Is it that they're shutting down? Is it that they're going into hypo arousal? But again, it depends on the stage and phase of your relationship as to how you want to address it. We have to be mindful that that is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. It is not going to lead to good communication. Right. It's not going to allow you to get your needs met when you go to someone with a need and they're like, weaponize that. Right. And they weaponize their incompetence or their inabilities or, you know, might use their addiction as an excuse or their diagnosis as an excuse or something like that's a problem.
So how do you as a, like, respond to that? Because I'm just thinking in my head of, like, if somebody came to me, like in that example that you said of, I'm coming to you and you just don't respond the way, I feel like I probably would, like, overreact, get angry, maybe even go down into, like, hypo where I just want to shut down.
Or walk away.
Yeah. So how do you respond to this?
Well, I have to start by saying it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of therapy, self-exploration, skill building. It takes a lot of your own work to stay regulated and grounded in the presence of someone who is dysregulated. Mm-hmm. And especially, we talked about attachment style. We talked about trauma bonding. We've talked about enmeshment, especially if your nervous system has become dependent on theirs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So their reaction leads to your reaction. So this takes a lot of work on your part first, first and foremost. eventually you can come into that space where it's like, wow, I do not feel like you can hold space for my feelings and my emotions, big or small. And if you can't hold space for that, how will you be able to hear me and then meet my needs? And that's a question to ponder when you're journaling and when you're, reflecting, but also be willing, as scary as it can be, to take it to your partner if they are in recovery. If they are in a healthy state where they really are addressing some of their issues, because if they are not, like, what's the point? This is only going to get worse. This isn't going to get better. And you speaking up isn't always going to lead to healthy change. Most of the time, it's not. Yeah. So at that stage, it really is just boundaries and their own consequences that's going to be effective. So yeah, I think eventually you can get grounded and say, I don't feel like you can hold space for me. I feel like when I have big emotion, you make excuses, you weaponize your incompetence, or you use bring up excuses, or you blame shift.
So what would was, I guess, like when you said like earlier, empathizing with somebody who uses, weaponizing competence or weaponized vulnerability, what would be some things of why it gets to this point? Is it a protective factor?
Oh yeah. I believe so. And I believe to some degree we've all done this. I mean, we've talked also about the Cartman triangle. And we've given y'all an illustration of the Cartman triangle, but understanding why people shift into these different roles, it is protective. It is a defense mechanism. And when people become the victim, they start to use weaponized incompetence as part of a way to stay in that role. And if I'm in this victim role, then it forces the partner to either be the persecutor, so anger or rage, like you said, or to enable them and be like, oh, poor baby. So yes, bring your empathy, but not your, sympathy to the table. And use your empathy to get your needs met and to stay grounded, not to enable them or to enable them to stay in the victim role.
I just imagine, like, hearing us talking about it, it's easy to talk about, but I'm just thinking, like, being in the throes of it, that is really hard, especially if this is your partner, because, we are talking about intimacy betrayal, that here's somebody that I love and they're making me, like you said, shift from persecutor to enabler, maybe sometimes the victim. That is so confusing and so hard to figure out. How do I stay grounded for myself?
Especially for betrayed partners, because you, for many, many, many years, have been victimized, and you're not allowed to touch that victim role because the active addict is generally taking up the space in the victim role. And so that's what becomes so problematic about this, because no one can get their needs met. It's impossible. And so it's really important to understand when someone is using this weaponized incompetence, and you start to pick up on it, and you're like, this is just manipulation. This is just a way for them to manipulate me and my nervous system into getting what they want. Then you know that they're kind of taking up a lot of space in that victim role, and you're going to build resentments, right?
Do you think that also leads to like partners that have been going through this intimacy betrayal, like that hyper independence where it's kind of like I have to now meet my needs because there's this been this continuous thing of nobody else has been able to listen or I can't be open to anybody else, because it's been used against me kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say that's one of the scariest things for my betrayed partners is when, when the active addict in their life is now in long-term recovery, but to give up some of that hyper independence and to start moving into intimacy again, man, is that a scary, journey. And so, yes, I do. I think that weaponized incompetence and the active addict living in a victim role, it does. It forces you eventually to meet all of your own needs.
Oh, and I think like when we think of vulnerability too, like at least from my perspective, that is a lot of vulnerability to show, like shed that and to say, okay, I'm gonna let you take care of me, or at least accepting maybe like a compliment, accepting a gift or love or whatever that looks like, that is really
Or
hard.
even just, can you pick the kids up today? I mean, like,
Yeah,
just
right.
to ask for a little bit of help and to be that vulnerable with somebody who has wounded you in some of these cases for decades, that is a very, very scary time. And it's also a very beautiful time when the partner is so ready and they're so, the recovering addict partner is so ready and they're so eager and they have a great desire to now be in a partnership.
No, I kind of think of it too, like almost like a renewal of the relationship, kind of figuring out who you both are now, because it is a different relationship. You both are different people in your healing journeys. So it's scary, but also exciting at the same time.
It is. It is. And in many, many ways, you're getting to know yourself for the first time, and then you're introducing that self to a new partner for the first time. You're rebuilding, or not even rebuilding, you're building a relationship out of the ashes. And that can be exciting.
So I hope this was helpful to all of our listeners too.
Thanks, guys.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello? Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content, and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.